Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Now, don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app, and we're always on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. But don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. You'll see I'm not alone to kick off this Monday here on Good Things, which always brings me joy. And joining us is your Miss Mississippi 2024, Miss Becky Williams. Fresh off the winning stage there in Vicksburg. Not really fresh now. We got to talk to you, Becky, like literally like your first interview after the crown. But it's been a week now?
A week and one day.
A week and one day.
Yes.
So we're counting it down. Now, I'm sure that you had like a calendar counting up to Miss Mississippi, or I guess down to Miss Mississippi mm-hmm. this year. Now, do you have another one counting back down to for your year reign, like taking it 1 week at a time?
You know, it was actually really interesting. This weekend, I got to go see Miss Louisiana, and it's the first pageant that I've gotten to sit in the audience for. And so that was a really incredible experience to see all the production from mm-hmm. a different standpoint. Instead of having all the nerves and stressing about how I'm performing, I was stressing for these other girls, but it was an incredible production. But seeing Miss Louisiana 2023 give up her title mm-hmm. Definitely gave me a different perspective on things. You know, you're always told that your year is going to go by quicker than you expect, but there were some emotions just a week into the job seeing her do that, because I know this is going to be an incredible year, and I know there are going to be many things that I don't want to give up. So as far as thinking into the future to the end of my reign or my year of service, no. It definitely is starting to hit a little bit, but I think we need to get to Miss America first.
We need to do that, and also just practice, you know, being present and just
yes.
taking it and soaking it all in, which,
yes.
you know, we say that in all phases of our life, because this year is fleeting, because so many young ladies who get the privilege of wearing the crown didn't just want it and then show up. You guys have been thinking about it or dreaming about it for a lot of years, and then it does feel kind of cruel that you only get it for a year, but really you get the title of it forever. I mean, you get to hold this experience
right.
in your heart for as long as you live. So when did your Mississippi sort of dreams start, Becky?
I like to say when I was 6 years old. I'm a firm believer in the fact that the day I stepped into the dance studio, I was preparing for this role. But genuinely, I remember being a little girl and looking up to all of the Miss Mississippis. But it was when Mary Margaret Heyer in 2019 was mm-hmm. crowned as Miss Mississippi that it felt possible for me, and it was something that I truly wanted to achieve through my preparation and through just being Becky, being that person that could be Miss Mississippi. I've looked up to Mary Margaret since I was in middle school through a different scholarship organization that we were both a part of, and seeing her flourish into Miss Mississippi and beyond now as a lawyer and getting to do the big girl dreams she always dreamed has been incredible. And she is still someone to this day that has made this dream possible for me and wouldn't be here without her.
And she, correct me if I'm wrong, Becky, but didn't she serve 2 years?
Or she did,
because
yes.
Because of COVID.
Right.
People don't like that
right.
word. But I do remember that. I do remember that that was such an awkward transition, and she was a wonderful, poised, and graceful
yes.
Miss Mississippi to be able to handle that for 2 years, as all the ladies who are, who end up with the crown. They do a wonderful job of sort of getting the right girl each year, I feel like. So when was your first pageant? You had this idea at six that maybe you wanted to do that. Did you go ahead and start get familiar with the stage? Because I feel like for some girls, and that's part of like talking to you and all the other crowns that come through, is encouraging girls who have those dreams mm-hmm. to take the courage and get on the stage and, you know, and try it if that's what you want to do. So when did you first take the stage?
So I've been a competitive dancer my whole life. So I've been on stage lots of times, and I was a part of a different competition when I was about 17 years old. But my first pageant, like definition pageant, was when I was 19, and it was my first preliminary for Miss Mississippi. And that blows everyone's mind, just because, you know, You start when you're 18 in the Miss division. I didn't know there was a teen program. Otherwise, I absolutely would have taken advantage of that, which is something that I hope to spread awareness of throughout my year with my teen Brooke, making sure that teens across our state know about the opportunities. But it was 19, and 3 years of this has changed my life completely. I couldn't imagine having started any earlier or younger, really. But, you know, I truly believe it's the perfect time for me.
We say this a lot when we talk to the ladies who've got the crown. Like, what kept you coming back? And they all say, because it's not just about, you know, winning the crown. Yes, nobody signs up for it and goes to Vicksburg for the week in June in Mississippi and hope to walk away, you know, with the crown.
Yeah.
But there has to be more that you ladies, young ladies, are getting out of this to keep so many hopefuls coming back year after year, knowing that at the end of the night, out of, I think, what was it, 40-something or
39
this past year, you know, one it was going to walk away with the crown, respectively. Mm-hmm. All of them could have been a wonderful fit. So what did keep you coming back 3 years?
There are so many things. One of the number one is scholarship opportunity. This year I walked away with $13,000 in scholarship, a little over $13,000 in total. I just rounded up on the way here, actually, for some Miss America paperwork. I've got over $22,000 in scholarships from Miss Mississippi. And so the opportunity to further my education, to pursue my dreams and goals as an educator, as whoever I want to become, really, because those dreams change every day. That's the number one number one thing that kept me coming back. But also the people, the volunteers, the contestants, the girls you're around all week, the men and women that pour in their heart and soul to ensure that the week is perfect for every girl that goes through it. Just understanding that, again, this is something so much bigger than me. And without all of those people, none of it would be possible. And so that gratitude that I have towards them and that thankfulness for what they do is something that always keeps me back too.
One thing I've learned too here on Good Things, Becky, over the years, talking to now seven, you're my seventh. Well, technically you're my sixth because Mary Margaret was 2 years, but you're my, but still the seventh year that we've had a Miss Mississippi here to talk about it. And it's the work that goes on the other 306. Well, how long is Miss, don't give me to math. Okay. 1 week, the other 51 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
Let's do that math, it's easier. You guys are preparing for this. Young ladies are preparing for this in multiple ways. It's not just pack your pretty dress, show up in Vicksburg for a couple days of competition, and then someone gets a crown. You guys really are spending the year, if not the previous year, sort of building your platforms and building your talents. And so what is it, how is it like preparing for just Miss Mississippi day in and day out when you're not in Vicksburg?
For me, I went into this year a little different than years past, so I'll speak on that, I guess. I went into this year preparing for the job of Miss America. I think I had limited myself a little bit in thinking that Miss Mississippi is where I wanted to stop, but going into this year, I took every speaking engagement opportunity as a chance to better my speaking skills for on stage and in the private interview, along with mock interviews that my director, Lexi Harrison, had set up for her entire team, which that was a game changer, too, having at least two mock interviews every month really helped my mindset, helped me figure out my strategy, what I wanted to share, what I couldn't leave the room without sharing. And so that was the main way. But also, you know, ensuring that I'm practicing my dance every day. You don't get the chance to dance every single day because you don't have studio space. But when I got that chance, taking it and running with it and taking advantage of the time I had with it. And as far as, you know, your walk and your presence and all of that, it's just, again, using every opportunity. The conversation I'm having with you today is preparation for Miss America. The talk I'll have with my mom on the way home is prep for Miss America. Just making sure that I'm the most confident version of myself in everything I do so that when I get on that stage, when I get the chance to interview for that job, that I know exactly who I am and what I want to do it for.
That is such good advice, too, for young ears hearing or whatnot. It's like anytime, like knowing what you want to get across in a room before you leave, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that is because you ladies only have, what is it? How many seconds do they give you when you get that tough question?
Well, we get a 30-second intro, and that you can speak on anything you want to. So that's one opportunity. Figure out what you want to say in that 30 seconds to set the tone. Then you get 9.5 minutes of any question they want to ask you, and then 30 seconds of a closer.
Now I can see why this is perfect for jobs like being a lawyer, like Mary Margaret, because like learning those skills in terms of like getting to the point, not getting distracted, making sure, you know, that goes beyond just being able to navigate a tough question if you may be given one in that way. Did the week feel different to you, Becky, this year? I know your preparation going into your third Miss Mississippi, obviously it ended differently, so that may be an odd question to ask now. But like looking back, just that week, did it just feel different?
It absolutely did. I think, again, because I went in with a completely different mindset. One thing, one of my, I worked with a lot of people, one of my coaches that I worked with, we had a big talk about going into this week regretting nothing and regretting no decision that was made. And so going into the week, all I wanted to do was enjoy it and be there and be present, like we just talked about, because it is 1 week and you don't know how it's going to end. And regardless of how it ends, you want to be proud of it. And so going into competition nights, I trusted my prep. I trusted my gut. I trusted my directors and every decision we had made. And it was truly the most fun I've ever had on a stage. Throughout my 12 years of competing in dance and being a Mississippi State dancer, that those 4 nights of performances were my favorite because I was able to let go and just enjoy the time I had.
Is it harder to choose the dress or the shoes for the formal part?
Ooh, you know what? This year it was really easy to pick the dress. I had a great selection with Lasting Impressions, but the shoes were actually very difficult.
I just feel like people forget about how hard it's so important to get the right to get the right shoe. All right, stick with us. We got more with Miss Mississippi, Becky Williams, coming up next.
Twice cashing the big chips, gonna leave a big tip. Hotter than a $2 pistol, baby, I'm on fire. So now, 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 they wanna ask him now that they would. I'll be down in Mississippi and up to no good. So now, if anyone ask him now that they would, I'll be down in Mississippi and up to no good.
From the Seabrook.
Making your afternoon just a little brighter. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi.
Things. Don't forget we are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. We hope you have taken time to download that. And we're always on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget to watch us on your computer, your mobile device, over at Supertalk TV. You'll see our Mississippi Queen. What good music there, Will. I'll give you a thumbs up for that one sitting in the chair for Rhino today. But your 2024 Miss Mississippi, Miss Becky Williams, is joining us in the studio today. And she's got 1 weekend, 1 day under her belt, but she's got her eyes on Miss America, which is coming up when?
January.
Yes. Okay, gosh, I remember that now you said that. It feels so far away.
Yes and no.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're still, gosh, we're halfway through 2024, so it'll be here within 6 months.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you kind of have already got a year of prep for Miss America kind of under your belt as you shifted gears on how you looked at Miss Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Will that change? Like now that you literally are in the 6 month crunch before Miss America, like what happens in terms of you and your team getting you prepared for that?
Well, it's going to have to change. So one thing that happens when you're Miss Mississippi is you drop all other obligations. So I deferred from my graduate degree program at Mississippi State so that I could use this as a full-time job and take advantage of every day on the job. So my role as Miss Mississippi is priority. You know, Miss America will be second to being Miss Mississippi because, again, you get this one chance to do it, and I want to do it the best I can. But like we were saying earlier, every chance I get will be prep for me. So when I get into schools to advocate for better movement for students, that will be my chance to practice that for the interview room and tell the judges why it's so important and use the stories that I learned throughout my entire year. As far as dance prep, you know, that's going to look very different, too, because I don't know where I'll be any given day in the state or in the
state.
Mm-hmm. And so ensuring that, you know, when I have that downtime to practice my dance, that's the priority. But again, just prioritizing Miss Mississippi and using the prep within the job is what's going to be the most different.
For a lot listening to Good Things, Becky, Miss Mississippi and the Miss America organization, the components of the actual pageant have sort of changed over the years. I remember being a little girl, we'd have watch parties doing all the things, and a lot's the same, but then some's different. So now, once you make it to Miss America or in Miss Mississippi, walk us through like what the prelim nights are. Like, what are those things that you ladies are being judged on these days?
Yes, so the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of competition week are private interviews with group A, B, and C, respectively, on those days. And so you'll have your 10-minute interview with the judges. On Wednesday night, we start preliminary competitions. Each group does a separate portion. Everyone competes in onstage question, evening gown, talent, and fitness. And so that's everything.
That's everything, yeah. In that way. Your talent is your dance. Will you be doing the same dance, or will you change it up a little bit?
We haven't decided. I haven't quite had the chance to talk about prep yet. And, you know, because we don't have exact dates, we haven't really nailed down a timeline either. But we'll see.
You get a new gown, though, right?
See, and I don't know about that either, because it's going to be really hard to beat. So we'll see about that, too.
Can you wear your same gown?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I didn't know
absolutely.
What the etiquette was. Yes, you know, the last time I was there, it was really faux pas to wear, and I'm just kidding.
I part of me is like, well, I want to take advantage of getting to get a new one, but we'll see. It's going to be difficult to beat that one.
In that way. And there's still, I think that's another thing, whenever you have a lot of sponsors here in Mississippi who sort of help get you to that next level in Miss America, mm-hmm. and, you know, we talk a lot here on Good Things about supporting local and mm-hmm. shopping local and really all that. And I think we also forget that many of the businesses who support Miss Mississippi mm-hmm. are local businesses. They're yes. mom and pops that are in this sort of niche, obviously, of the pageant world, but they're still the same as a, you know, next door bakery or, you know, the whatever shop down the road. And mm-hmm. so you are helping them by showing that young ladies, they can come and get other types of dresses there, correct?
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's really cool. Okay. So it's not a platform anymore. You correct it. What's the mouthfeel full thing that of y'all's service project now?
Community Service Initiative. Yeah.
Community Service Initiative. Do y'all call it like CSI or
yeah,
something like
we do.
That? Okay. So, but it has the same vein of all 39 girls who took the stage there in Vicksburg. I love that they're giving back to their communities mm-hmm. or getting enriched in their communities in some way through service, which I think is another gold star for the Miss America, Miss Mississippi organization that I think goes overlooked sometimes. Yours is?
Make a Move.
Make a Move. So yes. Share with us what that is.
So Make a Move is all about getting Mississippi moving again. We are one of, if not the most unhealthy state in the nation. And so ensuring that, you know, my priority as a licensed educator and someone pursuing higher education in education is ensuring that our students have healthy habits growing up and ensuring that they are moving and getting their energy out so they can focus in class and get our reading scores higher, our math scores higher. We're all aware of the Mississippi Miracle and how incredible our scores have been, but I'm a firm believer in that, you know, ensuring that our students are moving properly will help that even more. But also getting into corporate America and making sure that, you know, we're standing for 5 minutes every hour we're working, taking mental health walks, just those simple changes that every Mississippian can implement into their everyday lives to be healthier.
Have you spent, I know you deferred your graduate work, which means you'll still finish it whenever this year is over,
right.
But had you gotten your teaching time in the classroom yet?
I did my student teaching experience, and then I've subbed here and there. I've had lots of just in-classroom observation hours, but not necessarily a job yet.
Observationally, mm-hmm. getting that 5 minutes or 10 minutes within the classroom time of movement, how much does that actually affect the wiggle worms that are in there? How much does it positively affect them, should I say?
Oh, it changes everything, especially, you know, making sure our students have proper recess time, proper recess equipment, playground equipment and everything. That's one thing I'm working with a few legislators on, is ensuring that schools across our state have proper playground equipment, because how do kids move? They play. And so making sure that they have that equipment to use and to use it well.
Can we add to that legislation? Not that we do politics mm-hmm. here on Good Things, but you shouldn't be able to take away recess as punishment. I want to add that to your...
I could talk about that all day.
Usually the kid that's being bad needs to get his wickles out.
Right,
Don't punish them by not letting them, like, make them stand on the... Some teacher just, like, blew fire at their radio. I get it. I'm not in the classroom that way, and I understand. But at the same time, you know, there's ways to think about it. And I just think,
definitely.
You know, kid, the more that they get, especially elementary age... Mm-hmm. The more that you allow them or get them to move, the better they're going to be for you.
Definitely. That's how we develop as humans. We have 2 feet to walk on, and we shouldn't be sitting all day.
Yep. So I think that's really exciting. So you'll get to share that. How much of your CSI, because that's very Mississippi specific, mm-hmm. will you – I know you'll take it to Miss America, but how mm-hmm. much of that is like into what you guys are looked at or judged on or asked questions about once you get to that next level?
Well, you know, it's a part of who you are as a title holder. It's what you stand for. And so it really goes into everything, in my opinion. I'm not a judge, so I don't really know how much they judge on it. But, you know, we have that separate scholarship opportunity in the quality of life competition that they always award. And that is 1,000% CSI. Everything you do with your work, you submit, and a separate panel of judges gets to look into that and see, you know, who's making the most change or however they want to look at that. Again, I'm not a judge. I don't know what they're looking for. You know, without the crown, without anything, what are you supporting? What are you promoting? And that's really the main focus.
When you're, I know your next year is pretty dedicated. Hopefully your next 2 years will be pretty dedicated right. there, Becky. We're rooting for you. But when you take all the pageant away, what does Becky like to do? Obviously dance, mm-hmm. but like what brings you joy outside of sort of the pageant circuit and looking forward to that?
That's a big question. One thing a lot of people, well, if you know me, you know this about me, but a lot of people probably don't. I am a big jigsaw person. I love jigsaw puzzles. I have a collection of about 100, and that's my favorite way to de-stress. This year, it was my favorite way to think about current events because I realized that when I'm doing a puzzle, I can think about anything in the world, and it just makes sense in my mind. But I also believe it's made me a really good problem solver because I get to see the picture come together and I see the separate components, but jigsaw puzzles are my number one. I love to read. I love to drive, which is a good thing because I'll be driving a lot yeah. this year. But yeah, I'm a big people person, so I'm excited to meet the people of our state. I've been here my entire life, but understanding at a deeper level what Mississippi is and who Mississippi is going to be exciting for me.
Do you start in the middle out or do you do your border first?
Edges always.
So you do your edges? Have you ever completed one and said, this needs to be for the rest of my life and glued the back and kept it? Like, have you been that hardcore with one?
With all of them. I've never broken a puzzle apart.
Oh, my God.
I actually gave my dad a really good project this last, was it summer or spring? I don't know. And we've turned them into wallpaper upstairs. And so they're lining.
Like the actual puzzles or like you'd yes. put them to something that came back as wallpaper?
No, the actual puzzles. We glue them.
You know, that's not good for resale value.
It'll be good for the house. Resale value for the
She's
house.
She's like, it's not my yeah, house, Dad.
One of those HGTV shows. I can't believe they did all these jigsaw
right?
up here.
Well, and you know what? I think it's my mom's fault because when I was a little girl, she painted my walls to be jigsaw pieces. And so, like,
don't throw your mom under the
bus. She kind of put it in my brain really early.
Becky, the entire state is rooting for you. And I encourage folks, if they get the opportunity to see you in an event, to say hi. You're kind and pleasant to be with, and you're going to represent our state very well.
Thank you.
They want to stay updated with all the things you're doing, where do we do that?
Instagram, Miss America MS, or the Miss Mississippi Org Instagram. Same thing for Facebook, Miss Mississippi Organization. And then personally, you can follow me on my personal accounts. They're tagged in those two.
All righty. We look forward to hearing back from you closer to time for you to go to Miss America, but enjoy it, girl. Enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Ride. All right. Stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.
Rebecca Turner.
She looks healthy and sane.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm. Again, we are streaming live, too, from that Supertalk Mississippi app. We hope you have downloaded that. We're always on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station and always on Supertalk TV. You can find us on your computer or your mobile device. And don't forget, too, the Thunder and Lightning Catfish Tour, which is presented by Superior Catfish, is back as Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of the Thunder and Lightning podcast. They're going to trek around the state to catfish houses to talk food and, of course, the little bulldog sports. You can catch the show anywhere you listen to podcasts and watch the episodes on Super Talk Mississippi's YouTube channel. That should be a lot of fun. For generations, Superior Catfish has cultivated fresh, delicious catfish, and they've perfected a process to ensure you receive the finest product available. Nobody wants soggy catfish. Ooh. So remember, always ask for Superior Catfish at your favorite grocer and restaurant. That's going to be a lot of fun. And since you're in the seat for Rhino today, Will, me and Rhino Rebecca wants a Bloody Mary tour. I'll do Virgin if I have to,
okay.
But yeah. So yeah. I feel like that's something I could do really well. I could increase the amount of words I say per minute with every Bloody Mary.
I was on a beer tour this weekend in my backyard.
But I think it's something that, you know, people are really starting to take to and be creative with and have their own recipes and your combinations and all the things.
Steve Azar has a Bloody Mary mix.
That's
now
what I've been told. And so I should get in touch with Steve. No, I mean, you either like it or you don't. And it's just kind of been a running joke. But I think they would go nicely. A catfish place. And I bet there's a catfish Bloody Mary out there somewhere, because where they add the skewers or whatever it may be. It may be to it, but anyhow, when will that kick off?
They've already done the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That was at Obie's last week on Wednesday. The next one will be in Boyle, Mississippi. Never been to Boyle. That's in the Delta.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the Catfish Cabin. That's on 621. And then after that, they will be in Flowood. So they'll be down here on 627 at Fannin Mart. And then on July 12th, they will be at Big O's in Bay Springs.
I wasn't expecting you to have the whole list there, but we appreciate it.
That's the kind of crack research you get around here.
Man, he is into this. But obviously get out and support it. It will be a lot of fun if it comes to your area. Now, Will, is there a part of you that's counting down to your retirement party? Or you may not get a party, but just retirement?
Part of me, yes, but I'm one of those people that I can't just sit around and not do anything. I got to do something, so.
Well, I hope everybody who's earned the right to retire should get a party, even if you are in a zoo. Not a zoo worker, but if you're one of the animals.
So do they retire animals?
Yes, they do. Well, I guess.
How do they? Wait, what kind of retirement are we talking? Is it?
Well. I don't know. But
like that dog that I had that went retired to the farm.
Is that what you just tell the kids whenever you try not to hurt their feelings?
My parents actually did that to me. They told me that they were taking a dog out to the farm somewhere, and for years I believed it. And then one day, Mom spilled the beans.
So I did that. I know she's not listening. Nebuk's not listening. But we did that to Neely. So when she was little, and against our better judgment, and I knew better than to like let a turtle be a pet. But whatever. We've all done it at least one time. It was a little bitty pea-sized turtle or whatever it may be. And it just didn't make it. I think maybe it wasn't on its best when it got to us or whatever. And she was just obsessed with this little thing. And so it just disappeared, right? Like one day it just disappeared. And so we had her convinced that we had let it out to the backyard to play and its mom came back to get it. And she just believed it. She just accepted that story and just has never really pushed back onto it until a couple years ago, because she's almost 12 now, and it got brought up. And the look on her face of like, now she realizes that the turtle's mom didn't come back to get it. But at five, I mean, she just hook, line, and sinker took us for a word and just, you know, came and got it. And that's how that, because you don't want to break their heart at that age.
No.
But since then, she's had other pets to cross the Rainbow Bridge, and we've had to talk about this. Okay, this did not cross a Rainbow Bridge, but I can't believe this got a retirement party. So obviously you hadn't seen the headline, but it is a popular Chilean rose-haired tarantula got a retirement party at the Hattiesburg Zoo this past Sunday. So apparently this tarantula is a fan favorite at the zoo, and it finally got retired from attending events and community gatherings across the Pine Belt. Some of you are extremely relieved to hear of this retirement. Some of you are deeply saddened if you got to see it. But now that I think about it, it is like, if you go to the Hattiesburg Zoo, which I absolutely recommend you do if you ever get the chance, it's a sweet little zoo, clean, super friendly educational opportunities. They would always have like the big hairy looking thingy-ma-bobbish spiders out. And I guess this was Legs was its name that was out. And so with all of its years of service, it's finally getting to kind of not have to be out and about and be social anymore. Makes me wonder that, like, because, you know, as some dogs get older, some dog breeds, as they grow in age, they may have been completely fine and friendly younger, but the older and grumpier they get a little snippier. There's their way of saying, I'm old. Back up.
A spider might get a little more bitier.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not projecting that. I'm not sure. But it makes you wonder, like, and then what do you, how do you earn retirement as a zoo animal?
I don't know.
Like, do you put in so many years
What's
of service?
What's the difference between what they're doing now and, you know, the only difference is you can see them.
So Legs, the spider, is joining the Hattiesburg Zoo's long-tailed chinchilla, I have to think about it, May, and ferrets, Finley and Possum, in the facility's Animal Ambassador Retirement Program. So Legs, the tarantula, isn't the only animal that's getting. So Legs, May, Finley, and Possum, they're all getting to retire. So the female tarantulas live up to 20 years, and the officials decided to give Legs, who is believed to be 14 or 15 years, a chance to live the remainder of her life enjoying the peace and quiet with her animal care team. And so there you go. I guess she gets to live behind the scenes and don't have to hear my little kids on the
tapping on the glass
or anything like that. And sort of that, right? If you would like to read the rest of that story or see it, you can head on over to supertalk.fm and hit that lifestyle button, and it's there. If you liked Legs, though, she's not gone. She's just no longer in service. It's interesting to me. Have you ever been to the Hattiesburg Zoo?
I have, yeah.
Did you know that they now have their, I'm going to say it wrong. It's a cute little name for their splash pad. It is open and it is going. And all the friends who have been say it is a must stop if you're going through the Pine Belt this summer. They've got the Lazy River splash pad, several slides. I can see it because I can see the picture. There's another great article about it over at supertalk.fm. But it was years in the American. Serengeti something they call it, I think. But it's a fancy splash pad. And it's attached, I think, maybe across the street, but to the Hattiesburg Zoo. So they're really increasing that.
They have it where I can walk away from the reptile section. I don't have to go through that area.
I do think, yes, it's not like, wouldn't that be something? If that was like the zoo intertwined with the water.
My wife and I went to one time where you had to go through. You could not walk around the reptile section. And so I ran through it, just literally sprinted as fast as I could through it.
Have you ever been to the Memphis Zoo?
Yes.
And it is if I remember, we've been once, but I remember it's a whole underground tunnel-y kind of thing. And it is. And Serengeti Springs, someone texted in. Thank you for the name. But, I mean, again, if you just look up Hattiesburg Zoo, I mean, there's only one option sort of there for you. You know, we went and spent a weekend on the Mississippi Gulf Coast not too long ago. My mom and I took the two girls and had the best time. We went to the Mississippi Aquarium. And if you have not been, and I don't know what they call the exhibit that's got the octopus in it, but it's a red octopus and I don't know, you know, when you go to zoo attractions, sometimes they want to come out and play. Sometimes they don't. And it's like you can't, you know, they're animals. So it's not like they really don't just turn on the charm for you. But this particular day, and have the best photo of it too, the octopus was either just really angry or just really out to play. One of the two. But all opening up, climbing up the wall there, and they have the little tunnel that you can go, the kids can go get down and get onto. And the octopus just really played with my girls and went and like covered over. It was just the coolest thing kind of to see them actually, I guess, interact. I don't know if they were really interacting. For all I know, they never even knew you were were there. But in my mind, we're like having a conversation with the octopus. And it was just a really cool, really cool experience. Two with the dolphins. Incredibly smart. Their whole dolphin.
And seals.
That they can do.
You ever been to one of those where they have seals and you can...
The most underrated, though, and the cutest, and to me I could watch all day at the Mississippi Aquarium, is the otters.
Yeah, the otters.
They need an otter experience, although I don't think that's real safe. I think they're not... But
we don't care about the safety.
Like the friendliest things ever there. All right, stick with us. We got more for you coming up next. But if you feel like loving me, then you got the notion.
Hey, this is Bob.
Upbeat.
positive, and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Welcome back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm, streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app, always on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, of course, on Supertalk TV on your computer or your mobile device. And don't forget, our Supertalk Mississippi news team is bringing the news to you wherever you are. Of course, you can catch them on nearly 50 stations across the great state, but you can now find them on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. So go to supertalk.fm/news on the go to keep up with what's going on across the state, as well as all of your favorite Supertalk shows are in podcast form. Can you just go to what, supertalk.fm/connect, or where do you find all the podcasts that we have here?
Supertalk.fm/podcast. Podcasts.
If you were going to name it something, wow, that is the best thing to say. But just about every show is in podcast form.
Pretty much
in podcast form. So you stay up to date, never miss an episode of your favorite Super Talk shows. Talking about the Mississippi Aquarium and the fact that we just went there, Will, as a family, one of the coolest things, because it's a newer kind of a museum, they've got kind of like all the high-tech thingy-mabobbers there. Two ways that they're utilizing technology that I thought like blew my mind. One, for the kiddos, it's this really neat art thing that kids can sit down and draw their own fish, seahorse, whatever it is. And I don't know like how they do it, but they've got like a projector screen up on the back, and then you take your kid's artwork and you put it under, like, remember back in school, what was the thing called where you put the thing down and then it projected like
the projector.
There's the projector.
What was that thing? It projected.
I thought they would wheel it in. Okay, so it. Yeah,
they would always do the math on that.
They do the math, yeah, and have like the little plastic. So that's what it brought me back. But so you look up and it's like the underwater sea, kind of like with Finding Nemo. And in Finding Nemo, or one of the ones, they had like the. I guess it's you hate to say sewer duck because that would imply that sewer's going into the ocean, but it's like the big round cement. Whatever, like, things come out of. And that's what happens. So you take your kid's drawing, however terrible it is, as long as they don't cover up the, whatever the part is that, like, shows it. Like, you know, when you put the thing over it and then it takes you to somewhere where they call those things little square thingies. And
very descriptive.
I can see it.
You know, the thing with the thing and the thing. And
you know,
you
hold
there.
Your phone up and then it says click, you follow it to click the link. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. Overhead projector. Opaque projector. Thank you. See, my people, they have learned Rebeccanese over the years. So I appreciate you. And so their fish becomes animated and pops out onto the thingy-bopper. And so, like, and it puts at the very bottom, like, their name. So if your kid is terrible at drawing, the fish looks awkward. But it's like your kid's fish, right? Like, and then if another kid's better at it, then, like, there's this pretty fish that comes in there and they're just sort of swimming around. So that's really neat. The other piece of technology that I thought just blew my mind was there's this section to get snacks, like just drinks and chips and like nothing fancy. But you walk up and it's like a horseshoe-shaped way. There's no workers, nobody around. You walk up and it's got like this a lever that lets you in and out, kind of like if you were going to get in and off a train station or whatever. You put your credit card in before you pick anything. You put it in and then it reads it and it says thank you, and you take your credit card out. And then the door opens. So the door opens and you go in, you're like unsupervised, and you get your Diet Coke and your water and your chips and whatever, and you walk around the horseshoe, and then you stand there and you just politely stand there, and then the door opens and it says thank you, and that's it. Your credit card's charged. How it knows like what you got, what you didn't get, you don't scan anything, that's it. And then you're charged.
I think that's what they're going to start rolling out at Whole Foods.
It is mind.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Mind-boggling. Like, I mean, I would have expected none of that would have been interesting to me if I had to scan something. Like, because like you scanned it, right? And then there's enough cameras that they can catch if you stole something or whatever. I don't know. Like, but the fact that like you scanned nothing, you just took it off and you had it in your hands, and then you get to the end and it opens up and it's like, thank you. And then you're like, you feel like you stole it. Like, you, there's a part of you, there's no receipt or anything like that, that you just completely felt like, man, like my 81-year-old daddy would have done it. It would have blown his mind. Like, it would have absolutely been like, I'm putting it back. I need to pay. Like, I need to physically somehow, like, Venmo you, like, something for it. But no, it was pretty, it was pretty cool. I don't like that. That will freak me out. Like, I need to pick up something. And, like, I've kind of not accepted, but just accepted the fact that we live in a checkout, like, self-checkout world. But I cannot imagine going in and getting a cart of groceries and then just leaving. Having paid for
them. That's the next iteration of all this.
I can't. No. That just makes me, like, feel very odd. Very strange. Also, the price of the water there. Wow! You know, that's how they pay for all the water that's in those 35,000 gallons, I think, that's in the big one. But anyway, stick with us. We got more for you coming up next. You got the Voice of Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I will be back tomorrow, but until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.